Okay. Yes, my name is Bettina Wiechers. I'm coming from Germany, and I work as a gerontologist in the field of dementia care. I work as a consultant in nursing homes on special care units for people with dementia in the later stages. And I put together the dementia and the integral theory since I read the first book of Ken Wilber. It was there at once, and that I have to do research with dementia in this meta theory. And I made some academic research about dementia integral, 8 years ago. And now I'm working in the field and have some practical research added. Before we start talking about an integral approach on dementia, with an integral approach on dementia, we have to be sure that we're talking about the same thing, because I think not everyone is so familiar with the definition of what dementia is and about the numbers. So I have one definition and some numbers first, and then I will go to my integral model, the four quadrants of dementia. I hope I can show you that. First, what is dementia? And there are a lot of definitions of dementia, what dementia is. And I think for us in an international community, we need an international definition. So the definition, so I took the one of the World Health Organization. And that says dementia is a syndrome, usually of a chronic or progressive nature, caused by a variety of brain illnesses. That's important, variety, not just Alzheimer's. Most people think it's just Alzheimer's. It's much more. That affect memory, thinking, behavior, and ability to perform everyday activities. And in the later stages, we find everything in every moment of the day. Some numbers are important too. At this moment, there are about 15 million people with dementia worldwide. And we have incidences of 10 million people every year. And there will be estimated 150 million people in 2050. I don't believe that, but that's the experts say that at the moment. And dementia is the seventh leading cause of death worldwide. So that are definitions and numbers. What is dementia? But seen from an integral perspective. We are here integral informed persons, and I have just questions. The first is it a scourge of humanity as it's often named in public? Is it a burden, really? Is it a disease, as most people think? Is it really a disease? Is it an entity, as I named it 8 years before when I did my research, because I needed a higher perspective than a disease, and I looked for a good expression, a good phrase, and I chosen an entity, a thing. It is an entity. Is it a morphogenetic field? Is it a karmic thing? Or is it just a construct? I give you answers on my last chart, which you can't see, at the end. But I think it's important that we all find our own answers, not following the answers of the experts. So now you should... Ah, that looks good.
I can...
Yeah, but it would be easier for me if I could change on my presentation now, because now I have the four quadrants and to tell... We tried.
Thank you so much.
Hopefully it works with my two. Ah. Thank you. Okay. So this conference is organized around equal. So we have to have a view on the four quadrants of dementia. I can't go through all details of it. When I put dementia in the middle of a four quadrant model, I think about dementia as an entity, not as a disease. It's more than a disease. And we have what you see here are four other four quadrants, of course, and you see lines in every quadrant. And what you can't see is that there are stages in every quadrant, in every line. Every line of this is a developmental line, some upwards, some down, backwards. We have it's a question of the point of view. And what you can't see and what I've not shown here is, of course, in every quadrant you have types of dementia, how dementia perceives, is shown, and of states of dementia. In the upper left quadrant, I will take the first line later and show you some details of it. In the upper left quadrant, we have aspects like the perceptions of dementia of all involved persons. We all here, too, are forming the field of dementia. Dementia is more than a disease, and here all your perceptions of dementia have an influence. The insight in the changes of the people with dementia, we differentiate between the cognitive and an emotional awareness of the changes. Psychotrauma, there are a lot of research about that. I can't go into the details. Biography needs spirituality. On the upper right, in the upper right quadrant, there's the most research done in this about the atrophy of the brain. If you die of dementia one time, you will have 25% less brain in your skull. Molecular aspects like biomarkers are very important research at the moment, and so on. In the upper left quadrant, there are aspects like the cultural meaning of dementia. There's a development in that too, that in Japan they changed the phrase for dementia. They let go everything like dementia and found a new phrase for it, a new expression. Relationships, marriage, grandparenthood, there's a lot of research and there's always development in that. And we have the upper right, the lower right quadrant, and I just want to take one aspect to show that there's development too, because in Germany we differentiate between six generations of architecture of nursing homes. The architecture of nursing homes have developed over the last 50 years, and they're really generations. So there's development. And this is the ground where I'm standing on my daily work. I try to be aware of as much as lines in the same moment when I do supervision with the teams in the care. In the care units, being aware of as many lines as possible at the moment. I think that is what we as integral informed persons can do. Just thinking about, oh, he's nervous today. What is it with the light? What is it with the architecture? Who was there before? What has he eaten in the morning? And all of these aspects. And that is something helpful with an integral perspective. Then I took in the upper left quadrant, the first line, the perception of dementia of all involved persons, and tried to figure out how it appears in the people with dementia. This is a perception of dementia from inside. If you're familiar with the integral methodological pluralism, IMP, you know the difference between the zone 1 and the zone 2 perception. In this quadrant, this is a zone 1 perception, and it's not an authentic one because I observed the people and I wrote that. So it's not really zone 1. It's a zone 1 written by a zone 2 perspective, if we are really correct. But I think that's more a scientific point of view. We have people with dementia on, I think, every level, every meme. That are the spiral dynamics colors, which I use, and the expressions and the descriptions. Yes, I think there are people, and there will be people from on a turquoise level, on a yellow, and so on. I will talk about that later. In my daily work, I have people on the blue, with the center of gravity in blue, in red, in purple, and this perception of dementia on the blue level, on the blue meme, is something like, something changed, I know. I feel ashamed. What will the others think about me? No, I can't meet them any longer. That's a moment where they mostly go into kind of isolation. They don't want to go in the dining hall any longer. And then regression continues. And they go back in something like a red meme. And that is a phase of curiosity. Most of them getting very curiosity if we are not able to comfort them the whole day. And it's not easy to comfort a person with dementia in a nursing home the whole day. So we have a lot of curiosity. Confusedness and curiosity. That is something like, what the hell is that? Why are they? So they are so stupid. I've changed. No, never. Stop that. I'm so furious. And that's really a difficult phase in the care for dementia, in the residential care as same as in the home care. And regression goes on and then comes to purple, and on this way, from red to purple, there's somewhere losing the contact to our level of reality. And when it comes to a purple level in these people, they come to the, it's not the right expression, I know. When they come to the purple mean, the word view of the purple mean, it's something like, I don't understand. Where am I here? Who are they? I'm frightened. Not I'm angry, not furious, I'm frightened. This person seemed to be friendly there and there. Is that mommy? So the reality changes. So that was one perception. It's going down. The other one is that are we, the people who are caring. And that is, they are going, in the best way, they're going up with their perception, but not always. We have people with a center of gravity in red. They think something like, this is crazy, totally crazy. He's doing that intentionally, I know. I will not accept that. I will educate them. That is a dangerous meme in the care of dementia, especially when they are alone in the night shift, or when it's a light revanche between spouses after 50 years of marriage. Then it comes to blue. It's something like, it's a real burden for the poor relatives. This must be a punishment by God. I feel embarrassed by their behavior. And when it comes to orange, it is something like, it is the greatest burden for the economic system worldwide. We have to organize the perfect caring economy. And when it comes to green, it's something like, it's so terrible seeing them suffering. I suffer with them. We have to be more caring, more empathic, and they're right, because we need more green in the care of people with dementia, and that is, in my opinion, the main challenge at the moment in dementia care, developing the healthy green meme. The state of the art in dementia care concepts is postmodern, humanistic, person-centered, green, but the green meme is underrepresented. We have the center of gravity in the care is normally blue and perhaps a little bit orange, a lot of red. We can't decide whom we want to have in the care. We have to take everyone because we have a problem with the staff. And the question is, how can we develop green caring competences in the red, the blue, or the orange meme? And that's very simplified is, I have to learn it. I was a long time, I looked with from the green meme, and I said, oh, you just have to learn to love and to be empathic. They don't learn when they're on a red level, when they're on a blue level, when they're on a orange. It's easy. Control red, strictly. They have no intrinsic motivation to be caring. Instruct blue. They learn sentences. In my case, I give them sentences for crisis. How they have to talk to a people with person with dementia. They learn them. They make the experience that it works. And then they want more sentences from me. They don't understand the background, but they learn sentences. And it is more than I could imagine before, because it works for that moment. And the patterns of behavior of people with dementia are small. So it's quite easy. Orange, we can inform. Then they would do the same. They want to be successful, so they do the same. We have to encourage green, and we have to find yellow or teal. Yes, that was, I think I'm good in the time.
Yes, you are 5 minutes.
Oh, so much time. I was too fast now. Okay, so I can... a little bit nervous, sorry. So we can take time for this aspect because these are new. This has been my development over 16 years of thinking dementia and integral together. And my own point of view changed several times. And in the last half year, everything changed again. There was a change in my development, and there was a lot of discussion with people from the Integral Forum in the German-speaking countries, and with some other people from the States, and it changed a lot again. And now I think it's important that we have a look on what are the demands of an integral informed dementia awareness. First, I said of an integral informed dementia care, but I think awareness is the better phrase. The first thing is becoming aware of the complexity of dementia. It is much more than an illness. I think I couldn't show it so very well with my quadrant model. I should have gone. It's necessary to go deeper, but it's not just an illness. Illness is a definition of the upper right, and it's just a small part, the upper right quadrant. And if we are all more aware of that, we are not so afraid any longer. I hope so. Then it's really important to share the integral model of dementia. That's the same for every other disease. But this is important because the people on the orange and on the green meme are really interested in this model. They don't understand the first time. But when I work as a supervisor, I show it the first time, and then I can refer again and again and again, and I have to refer very often. And that changes things. And if you think back, for the first time we read something about integral theory, I think we can imagine it quite needs time to understand. I don't want to get them onto an integral level. That's not the thing. I don't want that they become more and more aware of the complexity. Then becoming aware, yes, that's my point of view at the moment, becoming aware that dementia is a construct. For me, it's just a construct. It's a helpful construct for most people at the moment, but it's a construct, but it's at the same time, it's really necessary that we do the regular work at the same time. When I'm going into the special care units, I never talk about something like a construct, an entity or something else. I do the regular work. I talk about diagnosis and drugs and conduct behavior. And yes, then the next thing is consolidate the healthy green and encourage awareness practices in the daily work of the involved persons. I work with metta meditation, small sentences, which I gave them in at the beginning of a supervision, and that works very fine. And that is, yes, that is really new. That are really new thoughts from mine and of other people in the integral community. We have to consider dementia in the integral community. It is a topic in the integral. It's an issue in the integral community. But first of all, it is a shadow in everyone, in the individuals as in communities, and it can be a big shadow for an integral person when the cognitive line is one of the main issues in life. And as when we look inside of us, the cognition is very, very, very important for all of us, for most of us. And when it comes to a regression there, it's really difficult. Then I talked a lot of with some aging integral informed persons. The integral and they said, "Oh yes, that's really, really important." There is XY, and there's the one I haven't seen for years now. He disappeared haven't seen him very for a very long time. So there are aging integral informed persons, and they disappear. Where are they? And what is when they experience a dementia process? And there will be, or there are, we can't be sure, integrally informed persons or higher with dementia. What is important? Questioning rumors. There are rumors in the integral community about dementia among some people. It's important that we are questioning that. That is the moment where I say I need a diagnosis. I want to have a diagnosis first, because before I can talk about that, he is has a seal on. And be alerted at the same time. And I think we need, I would say, to acquire awareness for non-excluding or further integration, integral-informed people with dementia in the integral community. That's my.